with. Okay. If you can just state your name and title for me.
Carrie Main, Chief Economist, Department of Workforce Services.
Great. So it looks like we got the Utah job numbers out for March.
Right.
Right. And they look great. Where's the best growth that we have in Utah?
We've got very strong growth across all of our industries. Private sector growth is even higher than overall. Private sector growth is 4.6%, amazingly high number. Our only industries that are not showing growth are an industry called other services, and I think it's just a one-month fluke that they show no growth in March.
What's included in other services?
Other services includes things like personal care or car repair, those sorts of items. And we have interesting effects in our economy based on oil prices in that we've seen some contractions in mining oil and gas.
Well, I did see that utilities is one of the faster growing areas as well. Is that in like green renewable type of resources?
Our data doesn't give us that much specificity, but utilities has shown some strong growth. It's a very small portion of our private sector employment, so the number can move wildly with just small changes. Percentages can be driven pretty
And where
strong.
Do you see, like, a year from now, do you think we'll still be growing at this rate?
I think that the outlook looks good, and there's really currently no reason to think that we won't continue with these strong numbers. There's no hints of weaknesses or potential causes of recession. We usually look at national events to see if there's any pressures for us to worry about. Currently, there's nothing, and so we think the outlook is strong.
I know this may not be your area, but there was an article this morning. The University of Utah is struggling to accept all the applicants they have for their nursing program because they are short on budget, and because they're short on budget, they can't hire faculty to train the nurses. But the nursing industry, they're hurting for jobs. So how do you for qualified nurses to come into the jobs that are open? So how do you think this could be rectified?
Well, agencies such as Workforce Services work very tirelessly to try and align education and workforce. So we try and give the data that paints the picture to industry to say there's upcoming demand, there's growth, there's need, there's a skill shortage. We try and paint those pictures. So the conversations that we have and sit at the table with education and industry, I think we're going to help to align things better. And it is truly the case that this is a great occupation for us to be focused on because it's a great opportunity. It has high wages, which is always something that we're looking for, because when people make good money, then they are independent, they can maintain their families' means of living, and it's good for the economy as a whole.
And what is overall the best sector right now in Utah to get a job?
Oh, well, you know, the STEM industry and any jobs in STEM are very hot right now. There's a high level of demand, and those are usually jobs that are high paying as well. So if people have the aptitudes and interest in things like computers and engineering, we would very much encourage people to pursue those types of careers.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.